So, what are your thoughts on cover songs like this one?
I'm gonna rip myself a house in the shade of the freeway. I'm gonna pack my lunch in the morning and go to work each day. And when the evening rolls around, I go home and lay my body down. And when the morning light comes streaming in, I get up and do it again.
That's Lucinda Williams performing the classic Jackson Brown song, The Pretender. It's from the new Jackson Brown tribute album, Looking Into You. Bonnie Raitt, Keb Moe, and Lyle Lovett also contributed to the two-disc CD. And it got our pop culture critic Renee Graham thinking about tribute albums in general. She is with us now. Renee, first, what do you think of this song?
This is one of Jackson Brown's best-known songs, but what I really like about this is, in the original, there's almost an oddly sarcastic edge to it, as if we're supposed to judge the subject. And the way Lucinda Williams does it, it's really devastating. She makes it really poignant as a hymn. It almost has a gospel feeling to it. And so by the time she gets to those final lines, it's really a lamentation. There's a real sadness to the song that I don't think even Jackson Brown captured in his original.
Are you there? Say a prayer for the pretender. You started out so young and strong, only to surrender.
Although you always face that question when you're listening to tributes about whether the original was better.
You know, it's hard not to go into the comparison thing,
yeah.
You know? I mean, there's sometimes when, you know, a cover song completely misses. And other times, cover songs can be great. You know, Aretha Franklin's Respect is a cover song.
Really?
It was an Otis Redding song. Jimi Hendrix's All Along the Watchtower is a cover song. So, you know, you can get some really good things from cover songs, but the person has to bring the right attitude to it and not just turn it into karaoke.
Well, The Pretender is a song that is so tied to Jackson Brown. Another one is Running on Empty. And on this CD, it is performed by Bob Schneider. Let's listen to a little.
Running on.
Running on empty.
Running on.
I don't know. It's so weird to hear it sung by someone else. What do you think?
You know, here's the thing. I appreciate what Bob Schneider tries to do. He turns it into a folk ballad. But what he misses in his version is what Jackson Brown brought to it, which was, it's a rock song. And the way he does it, it catches you off guard. The way he sings it, it's like, you know, you're zipping down the California coast and it's beautiful, but you don't realize that that car you're in is heading for a cliff. And it's this really sad song about disillusionment and getting older and the loss of youthful ideals. And you hear that completely in Bob Schneider's version, but it's more of a gut punch the way Jackson Brown does it, because you're sort of bouncing along and then you listen to the lyrics and you realize this isn't a happy, upbeat song. This is really a song about sort of the desolation of getting older and how the person you thought you were going to be is the person you're never going to be.
Well, there are a couple of other tribute albums that came out late last year that we should mention. For example, singer Reese had the EP last year, Refried Mac, where she gives us her spin on Fleetwood Mac. Let's listen to a little of her doing Fleetwood Mac's The Chain. It sounds a lot younger.
Well, sure. I mean, the song was probably originally recorded almost 40 years ago. You know, she sings funk, she sings rock, she does a lot of dub in her music. There's all kinds of things that she brings to this. You know, it's a rock song, and it's actually really more of a sort of a ballad, really, in the way that Fleetwood Mac does it. But it's a rock song, and she really gives it this sort of hard funk edge, which isn't going to work for everybody, but I appreciate the fact that she's really trying to take this song in a vastly different direction. If you're going to do the same thing, then what's the point? We can listen to the original on Rumors. We don't need someone else doing it. But I think I like the idea that she goes into this feeling that, you know, I can bring something else to this song and make this a new song for a different generation.
Okay, well, let's listen to what she does with Rhiannon, the famous Stevie Nicks song.
Like a sky, like a bird, fly to a
would you stay if she promised you heaven? Will you ever win?
Wow, a very original take on that.
I think what's really interesting here is she's sort of deconstructing some of these songs. She's obviously a Stevie Nicks fan. She knows what she wants to bring to these songs, but she really wants to sort of pull these songs apart and almost like turn them inside out a little bit. And she strips down a lot of the music. And, you know, there's this sort of off rhythms, there's interesting drum rhythms going on. She brings a lot of very interesting things into this song that I think even people who like the original could certainly appreciate.
We're talking tribute albums with Renee Graham, and you're listening to Here and Now. And Renee, you also like Foreverly with Green Day lead singer Billy Joe Armstrong and Norah Jones. It's a reinterpretation of the Everly Brothers' 1958 album Songs Our Daddy Taught Us. Tell us more about the album.
You know, when people sort of hear Norah Jones and Billy Joe Armstrong from Green Day, they think this should automatically be a disaster. But this isn't the Billy Joe Armstrong of American Idiot. This is the Billy Joe Armstrong who sang the song Good Riddance, or as people know it, you know, Time of Your Life. Hmm. You know, he can sing a ballad. He knows how to sing quietly and softly. And even though they don't sound like the Everlys, it's remarkable how well their voices blend. What they've done, interestingly, with this, it's a tribute album, but it's about one album that the Everlys did. They completely remake the album. And, you know, it's a challenge because the Everlys were known for these absolutely shimmering harmonies. And for the most part, I really think that Norah Jones and Billy Joe get it right.
For example?
Oh, So Many Years. You just listen to the harmonies, and if you close your eyes, you could almost just think you're listening to the Everlys.
All these many years I've loved you.
That is new?
That's not the Everly Brothers. That's Billy Joe Armstrong and Norah Jones.
This
is what they're doing here, and that's what the real challenge is. It's not just, okay, we're going to sit up here and we're going to do a version of Wake Up Little Susie. They don't do that. They really go into what for the Everly Brothers was this very stripped-down version of their music. And I think for Billy Joe and Norah Jones to take that on, you know, it's a big challenge, but I think they absolutely meet it. This is a really lovely, lovely album.
Well, what about the argument that if you love these songs so much, why not just listen to the originals?
Well, sure, you can always do that. But the idea is for music to always be breathing and being reinvented. And that's what people really attempt to do here. It's not to say that every tribute or every cover song works. A lot don't. But when you take a song and you have an artist who really understands what the song can be and can take it to a different level, you end up with something really special. So I think there's always room for tribute albums and for cover songs.
Well, Renee Graham, thank you so much as always.
Thanks, Jeremy.
I slip away. I slipped on a little white line.
This, by the way, Sasha, one of my favorite covers, John Mayer doing Radiohead's Kid A. Unusual pairing there.
Exactly.
We do want to take a moment to say a quick goodbye now to one of our producers, Catherine Gorman, who's been with us for 2 years. She is moving on to a new career in design. Catherine, we will miss your energy, your humor, your knowledge of all things Russian, and love of all things Baltimore, or I guess as you would say, or might say, Balmore. Here and Now is a production of NPR and WBUR Boston in association with the BBC World Service. I'm Jeremy Hobson.
And I'm Sasha Pfeiffer. This is Here and Now. Funding for Here and Now comes from the Institute of Contemporary Art. New shows on view now by artists William Kentridge and Nick Cave, ICABoston.org.